Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentleman on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my bootleg shoes. Well, you can do anything to stay off my bootleg shoes. You can knock me down, step on my face, slapping my name all over the place. Anything that you want to do, honey, lay off of those shoes, now don't you step on my bootleg shoes.
cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature, in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. We still keep on turning, primary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling. A lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. It will keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is Stephanie Bethel. She is having problems getting online, so I don't know if she's going to join us or not, but I'll go on and tell you a little bit about Stephanie. Stephanie has been gifted for a very, very long part of her life, and she's had the gift since she was 3 years old, and when her mom was pregnant with her brother, and she told her pretty much everything he had lived out, and to this day, she really feels gifted. So she lost her mother in 2001 when she was murdered from domestic violence, which is, you know, pretty serious stuff. Looks like we got Stephanie in the queue now, thank goodness. And she knew she was supposed to use her gift then to help people. So she let her two siblings, she was left with two siblings to raise, and her husband kind of left her in the past to, you know, just, she just moved forward with her gift. And then in 2006, she almost lost her life to childbirth. But every time she went through all these losses, you know, she just gained more strength. Stephanie has been doing intuitive readings for a long time. These readings are designed to help people who need guidance for their spiritual journey so that she can guide them along their life situations, anything from family, relationships, romance, health, career, and dealing with grief and the loss of loved ones, which is, you know, very, very near and dear to your heart. Stephanie works with essential oils. She works with tuning forks. She has classes in Granite City, Illinois. She's really good. We've been to some expos together. And A Reading with Stephanie will leave you supported and guided. You can check out her website at stephaniespiritualtherapy.com. Now with that, I'm going to bring her live and let her tell us a little bit more about herself. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. How are you?
Thank you. I am delighted to be on the show today.
Hi, I'm glad you made it. I wasn't sure you were going to get here for a minute there.
Yeah, I kind of tried to call in on maybe off of another phone and maybe it didn't recognize, but we're here and I am pleased to be on your show.
Yeah, I'm absolutely amazed you're here and excited to hear what you have to share with our listeners. It really sounds like you've got a lot of things that have happened to you, a lot of things in the past, and it's really been, you know, a rough road, but, you know, you're doing really well.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes, you know, life throws curveballs at us and things like that, but I really feel like I'm truly on my path at this place and time in life. I turned 40 last year, so it was like a big mile marker stone, kids graduating from high school, things like that. But what is, you know, this journey has taught me and, you know, and the things to help teach other people with some of the things that we go through. One thing in life, I can guarantee everybody's going to lose somebody that they were close to, they love, and will dearly miss, you know, why their time is here on that planet. But the process is sometimes, how do we handle that? You know, some people will turn to drugs and alcohol to cope with things. And when I went through that process, I went through a lot of anxiety, a lot of loss of sleep, not being able to sleep, you know, and I didn't understand some of it. And when I went through, like, doctors, the first thing they want to do is put you on antidepressants and things like that, which is kind of not right because this is a process that our body has to naturally go through and proceed. And it does. And when we do some of these chemicals to mask, we're masking that. And when you come off of these chemicals later on in life, that feeling is still there. And that's where my natural path came into, you know, finding alternative herbs, essential oils, and things like that to be able to cope, like lavender with the stress, being able to do some valerian tea to relax and be able to sleep at night and still be able to go through those feelings of natural emotion. My intuition piece, you know, it's just kind of a knowing. Sometimes I just don't know how I know things. I just know things. And that process has been all through my life, you know, with deja vu, recognizing just being there, and it just continues to enhance. But I really feel like it's part of this whole big worldwide journey of resurrection for everybody.
It really is. You know, essential oils really can help you through many things. I figured that out over the years, and I was amazed at, you know, how many things essential oils can help and, you know, really their backgrounds and what all they can do. It's amazing stuff.
From adults, children, animals, you know, the elderly, everybody can benefit from them. And one of the things I want to talk about today, too, along that journey, you know, has been other studies and paths. And one of my biggest things that I practice in one of my healing modalities is tuning forks. I just really love vibrational therapy and the way the tuning forks help realign the right and left hemisphere of the brain. You see your body is like a live wire, electrical live wire, and sometimes when these little things that happen in our life, I call them speed bumps because we just have to get over them, you know, and they slow us down so we don't get tore up a little bit on that path, that they help realign those meridians and those pieces and put us back in good electrical harmony and things
Absolutely.
Like that. You know, the tuning forks are used for a wide variety of things. You know, we use them to do chakra balance. We can use them in reflexology, acupuncture points, spinal. I'm certified as a spinal tuning fork practitioner, where we go in and just kind of work that vertebrae. And when we talk about even the spinal part working and then, you know, pulling in like essential oils, that really raises a high vibration. But that spine is our tree of life. Any kind of illness or trauma or anything you've been through is still stuck in a DNA cellular structure in that spine somewhere. And with using these different tools and techniques, you can help release that energy.
Absolutely. And we, all of us, get stuck energy. So it's important to make sure you get that done every once in a while, because it happens to a lot of us.
Yes, you know, and using the crystals, and I love the amethyst biomats even in my sessions, and that whole combination of feel is something that, you know, somebody's just got to really experience it them for themselves to feel that feeling.
Absolutely. I've experienced the biomats, and they are very amazing, and they work really well to just help the whole entire body to feel good and feel better. Once you combine that with all of the other stuff you're doing, it's really amazing, you know, the results that you have in your body.
The overall process, yes.
So when did you decide you wanted to become a tuning fork therapist? What inspired you, or how did you get involved?
With the tuning forks, I would say I would have got, this was probably about back in 2011 with the tuning forks, because I did study Reiki and I am a Reiki master and things, but being intuitive the way I am, and I do have a lot of empath abilities and things like that, I was finding that some of that energy was kind of, because I'm the, you know, using myself as that vessel, was draining for me. So I thought, how can I take some of that energy where I'm not putting it all out for me and putting, and then the vibration, why people listen to music, it makes them feel good. And doing a lot of study on that, you know, I've had clients I've worked with, I have different tuning forks for different organs of the body that's had pancreas cancer or kidney stones, and we've been able to use those forks to shrink it or even dissolve some of that problem.
Wow.
You think of your body turning.
That's pretty amazing that you were able to, you know, because I know that frankincense actually will shrink the tumors, but I did not know that you had a tuning fork to actually help somebody, say, if they had, you know, cancer of the pancreas. That's amazing.
Yes. People that's had foot bone spurs, we've been able to dissolve them. Think of your body over time. It's like it wants to turn into stiff. The internal part is like wanting to turn into concrete. And those tuning forks come in like that jackhammer, that vibrational therapy, and break up all that debris and let us start shedding that. And we shed that, you know, through bowel movements, just excretion through the body. You're able to shed that stuff.
Yeah, and you know, it is amazing. And when you get massage, it's the same procedure. You actually release it through your body, and it's a much simpler process than having to go through, say, surgery or, you know, getting something that's going to harm your body a little bit more and is really hard on the body. The tuning forks, the massage, and the oils are a much easier process than having to go through surgery, which is wonderful.
Yes, and you get some people, like with massage, I love it, but some people's bodies are just more sensitive and they can't handle it a little bit just because of the, you know, maybe pressure or, you know, soreness from it. It's just a little different modality. And another thing with all of these healing modalities is that you can use these with kids. Kids with, you know, the ADHD, you know, all these things that are kind of going off, that are off kilter. First, we kind of need to look into our schools, lot of it could be lighting, coloring, just the atmosphere. You know, if we could get more teachers to diffuse even some lavender, some light scents into the room, how it could calm and relax the child, you know, educate them more on colors. You know, we have a dress code here, and if you've got a bunch of kindergartners in the color red, you've got a real fiery room going on.
Yeah,
at that moment,
that's true.
Explaining that to them. And if you've got a kid that's got some of that triggers in them, and then you got that energy, that could be a bad combo, and people don't either. It's like, what's going on? And when you stand back and see the energy, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of healing
that
could
sense.
Be done.
Yeah. You know, in college, I had a health teacher. She was a nutrition teacher. And I was so nervous during my tests in college. It was really scary for me. And she got set up one day, and there's beautiful music playing, and we did a meditation right before we took our test. And I actually did fairly well. It was just to get all the kids kind of calmed down and, you know, to visualize that they would do a good job. It was pretty amazing, and that was quite a breakthrough for me.
Just to see, and, you know, I feel like spirits delivered more messages, and it is somewhat more about working with the children. And
yeah.
Yes, we have to keep the ones in between, but they're the ones that aren't programmed and set in their ways too much yet.
Absolutely. Or
you have a little bit of flexibility with them a little bit more than some adults that are just, some of them are, you know, are open, some aren't, and some of them you'll never change their ways.
That's true. And some are wide open, and they're very innocent, and they're ready to learn, and they're ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little dab of essential oils or putting that in the room and diffusing it can really make a huge difference for
different.
Those kids. I know that when I learned about healing techniques or tuning forks and, well, now even oils, you know, I was learning about energy work, and I thought, boy, if we had this in the classroom, we could really make a difference. I wish I had that when I was in school. So,
you know,
cool.
I think that's a lot of us too. I see that, you know, I went back to a 20-year class reunion, and that it was a lot of our talk, you know, people like, what do you know about what I do and stuff. And I always kind of knew I was different then with some things, but I never had the person, the mentor, the outlet to send me on that path at that time, because we're all, it was kind of like, where was some of this stuff? And you think about
yeah.
the oils, you know, like the Young Living and different companies that have, they've been around 35, 40 years since
yeah,
the time
very
we were
long
born.
Time.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I wish I would have had, you know, say, Valor to ground me with the frankincense, spruce, and blue tansy, or even Abundance with that cinnamon smell to calm me down. Frankincense alone, you know, really grounds me right before I go into my readings, just like I'm sure it does you. I've seen you work
yeah.
at the expos, and, you know, you're just amazing. You gave some of my friends really good readings, and they're starting to come true, and it's just been, you know, really exciting watching everything that you said to some of these people that have come back to me and said, wow, Stephanie is just so good. She told me this or she told me that, and it's happening. And I'm thinking, awesome. You know, that's just because we ground ourselves. The essential oils help us. And it's just amazing that way.
It is. It is. And it's, you know, it's a time where, you know, I'm just the vessel delivering messages for people. And I really believe, you know, the real truth, the resurrection is going to be in each and every one of us as individuals.
Absolutely.
And where that's the true resurrection.
Yes. So do you have anything coming up? Do you have any classes or any expos you're going to attend?
We will be doing the Pegasus Psychic Fair in April. That's the first weekend in April. That's in Collinsville. It's a 2-day event. It's a Saturday and Sunday, and it's usually from 10 to 6. We do readings there. We're planning on trying to put together a tuning fork class come spring, because with the tuning fork classes, if there's any massage therapist out there or anybody that's needing continued education credit, that is a way to get those credit hours. It is
nice.
Accredited class. And things. Always look forward to September, the Midwest Crystal Fest. You know, always mark your calendars. It's usually close to the last weekend in September. It's been a huge turnout. It's been really great event going on.
I'll be there, you know, this September.
Yeah.
I'll be there again.
You know yourself, each year they just keep getting bigger and bigger and better for people.
Yes, they're amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. The end of February, I'll be gone a week in February. I go on a cruise, and I do readings on the cruise ships and stuff with
nice.
Famous rock stars. I'm waiting for Kip Winger's documentary to come out, and that I will be featured in that and giving him a reading and things like that also.
That's exciting. That's some good things to look forward to. And people can go to your website and find you if they want to set up a reading or anything
mm-hmm.
like that too, right? DaphneSpiritualTherapy.com.
Yep. And I'm in a brick and mortar place. I'm located at 1412 East 20th Street. That is in Granite City, and it's on the Illinois side. Our phone number here is 618-512-1251. I can always do phone readings with people if maybe they're distant and things
nice.
Like that also.
Well, we have listeners from everywhere. We're going to take a
okay.
really quick commercial break and then come back and take some callers.
Sounds
so
great.
So we'll be right back in just a minute. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Stephanie Bethel in Granite City. If you're in the area, you should go check her out. And like she said, if you want to set up a reading, you can call her there and check her out. She's also on Facebook as Stephanie Bethel. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back. Have your question ready. Our phone number is 347-237-539, and we'll get right to your question. See you in just a minute.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Good, it's a great, creep balls of fire. I laughed in love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Good, it's a great, creep balls of fire. Get the bear. I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we're back on this lovely radio show. You heard Bethany Caudell earlier with Proud Mary. You heard her singing Sing a Bluesy Song. You heard her singing about blue suede shoes. And you also just heard her preparing us for our readings, because you better be on fire with Stephanie and me around. We are a team, and we are on fire, and we're good. And she has got some great things to say to you, so have your questions ready. Call in numbers 347-237-5339 to check out Stephanie. You can go to her website at stephaniespiritualtherapy.com. She's also on Facebook as Stephanie Bethel. We're going to bring her back, and she's going to do an amazing job talking to us. Welcome back, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to our first caller here if you're ready.
Okay, let's do.
Okay, our first caller is 972. You're on the line with Amanda and Stephanie. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you both, Amanda and Stephanie, and Happy New Year. enjoying the show so far. This is Audrey in Dallas. And I wanted to see what messages you have for me regarding love.
Okay, regarding some love. I'm getting some new direction, but one of the things that this kind of talking about, too, with some of this, that it's about offering up, it's about loving yourself. So one of the things I recommend to you, too, is kind of put a list of some of the things that you have to offer in that love relationship. This is about a time of really turning internal and seeing your own internal beauty, what you have to offer to somebody, and to be able to open that energy back so you're attracting those people on that same level. It's been a learning process with you with some relationship stuff, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you see anyone in particular coming?
No. This is a time where you're kind of in control with this energy, that it's about doing some work on yourself first, but it depends on how long it takes to do that. You can open it up because it talks about almost summertime, kind of missing an opportunity, but November is a big time that pops out, November.
Oh, really?
So like summer is going to be like an open picture. Pay attention to some signs that are coming with some stuff. And also it talks about doing some work on releasing old relationships. So I recommend writing some of that and burning it and releasing it. But put that list of what you qualities you have to offer. You know, the last couple years and things over the past, it's always been about, you know, make that list of the qualities that you want from somebody. But anymore, it's about, you know, what I have to offer and to bring forth. It gives us a way to kind of look at ourselves and to see some of the things, too. But it's also a time about spreading your wings and nurturing yourself.
Yeah, definitely nurturing myself. It seems like I've done all the offering. And it's more about, I've been looking at what they have to offer, in all honesty, at this point, because I know what I have to offer. I don't feel that I need to do that to be.
No, but when you put that, what you have to offer, it kind of gives you a checklist of looking at some of their stuff. Does it match up or not? Because it really talks about paying attention to some red flags when it comes to people.
Yeah.
There's always some, it seems like you get a lot of people with some deception. They want to be what you, you know, to match, but it's not matching. You have a lot to offer, and you should not lower your standards or settle for less.
Thank you.
Is the second, you know, start in the 12-year process, and that in between now and the end of 2017 is the relationship pieces and the time of that changeover. It's coming.
Good. I'm ready for it. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to listen and thank you, Amanda, as well. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 305. You're on the line with Amanda and Stephanie. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Good.
I am amazed at your strengths and how you changed, you know, sadness for I can do it. This is the beginning. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know what question I have. I'm interested in what you're working with, which are the essential oils. And the tuning fork sounds wonderful to me. Usually when you hear either the singing bowls, whether they're quartz or metal, when I've heard the gong at Unity Church,
uh-huh.
It's such an all-encompassing sound that actually puts whatever is out of place back in place. Because I heard that everything is, you know, started with sound in the world.
it did start with sound, and that's something, you know, because even from the point where, you know, God said, let there be light, it started with that sound. Yes. Sound was the first beginning piece.
And that's also why I love, you know, music and singing, because we change things through sound. I know that if I listen to a guy that I, he looks good, and then I don't like his voice, that's just cancel and start over again, because sound and sight are the two things that bind me to, you know, accepting other things about the person. Maybe, you know, narrow-minded of me, but that's not something I've been able to change.
Yeah, and I get the message, too. That's been something that you've kind of, it's been a little process for you, but you've been working on that, and that's kind of like your technique that you're using to kind of keep yourself in like-minded areas and with gentle people.
Yeah, I think it's synchronicity. I don't know if mm-hmm. we emit waves from our eyes. We probably do, because everything is waves, you know, electricity, et cetera. And I know that in the voice, yes, there are, you know, definitely there are waves. So you could sort of tell when something fits in and when it doesn't. I don't know what question to ask. Maybe will I ever find a good echo for my being in someone else?
Yes, but I get almost not. Part of it's coming soon, but this feels like it's more just companionship. Not, it's not that it's not commitment type energy, but it's really starting out on a companionship, friendship level.
I agree. I think that's the best way. Friendship, because it sort of binds you to the other person. It, you know, piques your interest all the time. You care for the person, so that's fine. I just sometimes give up on the idea of meeting someone whose voice I will like, whose eyes I will like, and whose habits I will be able to, you know, accept.
Yeah, don't give up on that idea part of it. This is just part of, you know, learning that sound, and this technique that's going through with you is just part of your spiritual growth. They don't want you to give up on it, because then you won't find that end result. It's like starting a project, you know, and having all these like placebo-type pieces, and you're hearing this sound or that sound, and you're able to distinguish, okay, that soul's this and that soul's that. And it's really saying not give up on that process with that, because that's how you read people.
Yes.
Through sound.
And I do like your voice, by the way.
Thank
Very
you.
Very nice voice. Thank you very much for the reading. I want to continue listening. Amanda, all the best, and please.
You got some good job stuff coming and money coming your way, too.
Oh really?
Good.
God,
that's
I've
wonderful.
Been waiting for that.
Yeah.
That's something I've been waiting for so much. And it's using my voice, right? Except that it's...
Mm-hmm. And stuff, you know, and when we talk about voice and sound too, you know, it's about a time of speaking about the things that we want. You know, people that have like some throat chakra issues or feeling in that area, or maybe some raspiness, it's like it's time to clean that area out and start talking and focusing on some of the things that we want to manifest and bring into our lives this year.
Thank you. By the way, I love the name of the place you live in. I love granite. Is there a lot of granite in Granite City? Because it sounds wonderful.
We're a steel mill company community. We have a lot of the steel mill company here. Yeah.
No granite like the stones, right?
No, it's more a metal and industrial. But they do have, I guess, granite is what got our starting is from that, what they found here, which created the steel mill.
I love granite, actually. It's beautiful stone. Thank you so much. And also, I hope Bethany keeps on singing, because singing is a healing tool.
Very much
I
so.
Will let, I will let Bethany know that. And she's planning on a big trip to Miami end of March. As soon as we have a location, we'll let everybody in Florida know where that is.
Thank you. And keep composing also.
I will definitely tell her to keep composing and keep
on
keeping on.
I know. You know, you just brought, she brought in energy for her too, because it feels like, you know, when she brought up, you brought up Florida and her pulling in some of that, I can see her doing on the road some gigs, maybe as an opening band for somebody.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some opportunities are going to open up.
Even
that's
if
great.
For the opportunity. So, you know, it's going to be a good adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have a great day. Blessings. We have another caller here from Canada, looks like. She is area code 604. You're on the line with Amanda and Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm not sure. You know what? I'll just ask if there's any messages for me.
Okay. Let's see what we pull up on a message for you today. Oh, okay. Are you doing any type of spiritual teaching right now?
Not exactly, but sort of. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because sometimes spiritual teaching comes in different ways. It don't always have to necessarily be on a metaphysical level, because when we're teaching and guiding others, this is about having patience right now, because it feels like you're kind of coming out of some difficult energy that has been for you. But this is also about bringing your spiritual teacher and guiding you, but also it's helping you to become that teacher to help others push out.
Thank you.
What is it that, okay, have you thought there's a project or something that you've kind of been working on and you've almost thought about giving up on it?
That's true.
It says do not. This is about you need to stretch and explore it. There, it's about patience. There's just a piece that hasn't came in yet, and you almost won't find this piece until March.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. But it's going, it's about, you're kind of going back and forth about this, but it's about hang in there. It's about not giving up yet.
All right. Beautiful.
Because it's kind of almost like an art form for you. It's a way of healing, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, I work as a reader, and I as a healer, and sometimes I wonder. I know I'm doing the right thing, but then there are times I wonder if I'm really doing the right thing. So.
You are, because it came back. It's straight up the spiritual teacher helping others.
Yeah.
And guiding and that healing. And because, you know, I don't know if you were listening to the first part, because it's a time of shift. There's huge shifts going. It's election year, the energy that's going on. And as that teacher, it's about being put on that path. Resurrection is about us helping everybody resurrect and kind of see some light. And that's your path. I feel you. I understand it. Some days it's like, you know, that push of what the human side and the spiritual side of that, just keep on going. What am I doing? Is this it? It will be okay.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. What about love? That's kind of a little bit on the love too as well, I think that message was, but I'm going to ask on it anyway.
On some of the love stuff here, this is about, you've really got to work on, this is about finding somebody that with playfulness, but this is about really staying on that chemistry path of where you're at. And has there been somebody that's been kind of around in and out of your life for a while?
Yes.
And that you've got some past life stuff with this person.
Yes.
And it's kind of, I don't want to say a blocker, it's kind of, where does it go from here?
Right.
It feels like it's on the fence. Do we go or do we let go?
Right.
And I feel like some of it's coming, but I'm not sure. This is a process you're going to have to sit down and kind of say, you know, if this is some past life stuff, what is it? What does it need to be cleared? It's kind of really breaking through that energy and recognizing it and moving forward.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, be well, Amanda, and thank you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is 417. You're on the line with Amanda and Stephanie. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
This is Marilyn. How's everybody today?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
Good. Doing pretty good. Stephanie, the first part of your talking, when you was talking about the tuning forks, you had mentioned pancreatic cancer. Well, I felt like this talk show that I definitely need to be listening to it for the reason I was diagnosed almost 2 years ago with pancreatic cancer. So, but my question for you is there any messages for me?
Yes, one of the messages I've gotten too, this is a time of really paying attention to some of the clairvoyance that's coming through, because this is a time of waking up. They want you to kind of come out of this shell. Are you working on any type of other holistic type stuff to help you with this pancreatic stuff?
Yes, I go to Amanda and she does oils and she does touch healing on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of herbal things and stuff like that. But
I feel like a part of this message too is that you're going to pull through some of this stuff and be able to be a story that you're going to be able to tell and help others.
Okay,
and
so
one of the first things it talks about too is about, I want you to write a letter, burn it, and release any type of a negative emotion that you feel that might be hindering into your body at this time. And one of the things, too, is affirmation work. Maybe I can get it from Amanda and find an email for you where I can send you some different stuff that is associated with
idea.
Some theta healing and that with this topic.
Okay.
Giving you some more stuff to research and kind of work with, too, to add to whatever you're doing now.
Yeah. So I'm to keep on doing what I'm doing? Is that what they're wanting me to do?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But a lot of it I get about is about really letting go of some emotion, you know, and part of the pancreas piece is about, it's, you've got about sweetness, finding that something that you love that just really gets you, like loving chocolate, but it's got to be something in life.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think I understand that.
In a part, you know, I love and approve of myself, and I alone create sweetness and joy in my life.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you.
Perfect.
Have you ever been able to scan her, Amanda, even?
No, I haven't done that yet. What was coming to me was that maybe a next expo we go to, because I'm sure she'll tag along with us and you'll be there. I just have that feeling you'll be there wherever we go. Right away when you said the pancreatic cancer tuning fork, it just like went ding, like a light went on.
Another
said,
tool
yeah,
to put
she
in.
She might need that. Mm-hmm. She might need that.
And are we doing any type of biomat work?
She has had the biomat a few times at some of the past expos, too, the amethyst biomat, actually. But she's not had it all the time. It's just been a few times.
Yeah, I love that biomat. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, even that book, The Medical Medium, he's got some stuff in there that's really good, useful stuff, too.
Yeah, he is pretty
good.
Yeah,
I've been doing, you know, I do the turmeric. I've followed him a little bit. I've never gotten his book, but I have followed Anthony a little bit. And I do the turmeric, you know, and the piperine, you know, I do things like that. And I do some peppermint cheese and, you know, and green cheese. And I use honey for a lot of my sweeteners, and, you know, things like that. I've cut a lot of sugar out because, my husband won't let me have it.
Mhm. Yeah, that's and that's the part, that's the hard part, because here it talks about, you know, about putting sweetness back in, but that's like the sugar, you have to really pull it from the diet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I'm going to get through this.
Yes.
I'm going to show these doctors that I'm their miracle.
You're
yeah.
going to change
yeah.
some stuff.
I'm
going to yeah.
be God's miracle.
Yeah, Stephanie, you're right on target with the story thing. I just wanted to point that out to you, that I definitely agree 100%. And we'll have to get together with her and see what she needs. But the Zyto thing and also the tuning forks would be great. But we'll I'll
yep.
get an email from you and
set up the. And one of the things too is
the,
I defeated
that
this.
Up.
You know, and some download stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, some dandelion root. Yeah, I'd love to scan her.
Sure.
We'll have to go to Illinois.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Many blessings.
Blessing. I'll get an email from you so I can get those affirmations to her. We have one more caller I'm going to bring on
okay.
who wants to talk to you, Stephanie.
Okay.
And I'm going to let her say hi.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
This is Bethany.
How are you, lady?
I'm doing real good.
Good.
Sun's shining today. It's a beautiful day, and you know, everything's going good.
Good.
But my question, I wanted to ask you a question. What do you see in my future? I mean, just tell me whatever.
One of the things, when some one of the callers were calling in and bringing up on some of your energy and stuff, I'm picking up there's going to be more offers. I feel like there's going to be some more road trips, even being able to go out and doing some opening act type stuff for people.
Ooh, sounds good.
This is kind of really kind of start seeing some of that and putting it out there. It's almost like start manifesting like a promoter to come in. Somebody
okay.
that I want you to stay in control of things, but somebody that has, you know, leads into stuff.
Right. Okay.
And also one of the pieces I pick up on too, in that, did you have dinner or lunch or somebody? It almost feels like some almost even male energy that maybe that they didn't follow through or follow back up with you that you can touch base with.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be helping you with some of this stuff or some different things. It's
yeah,
almost like you need to go back to them and say, hey, what the hell? You know, where are you at? What's up?
Yeah, I've mm-hmm. got some things coming up like in April and in March. And especially April, I'm gonna tour for about a week, and I'm going to see how that goes. It's going to start April the 8th. Through the 15th, I want to be in Springfield, Joplin, Tulsa, Arkansas, Nashville.
Yeah, this is just the
Kentucky.
Start of it. Oh,
so,
I've got goosebumps.
But I haven't even met this gentleman yet. But I hope he's legit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because
this is
like,
the building process.
Yeah, he's like way over.
Both of them are in Florida. She's wondering if the one that is doing her showcase the end of March is any good, and then the one in April is another guy in Florida as well. They're two separate guys.
There might be something become of that. I might be opening for other acts that I'm performing with. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing, opening up for other acts. And I feel like these two, it's about you've got to really listen and feel on that gut feeling with these people.
Yeah.
It's going deeper, not always about what's coming out of their mouth is always, I don't want to say that it's not of truth, but sometimes it's not held up. You almost have to go deep and cut. You'll know that's the one that's going to be able to do it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. We'll see you maybe one of these days soon down the road.
We will. We will.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. That was our last caller, Stephanie. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, Amanda. It's been great. I love it.
All right. We'll do it again soon. It was wonderful. I had a great time with you, and thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you. And
I look forward to booking you again.
With that other thing, too. Okay.
Certainly will. Okay. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Blessings.
Okay. Bye. Blessings.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Stephanie Bethel. You can check out her website at stephaniespiritualtherapy.com. We will be here next Monday. Again, same time, same place. You can check us out there. And you can also message Stephanie over at Facebook. My readings, you can get a hold of me at starwea@hotmail.com or find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. Have a great day, everybody.
Rolling around the bend, I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when, well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. Do it. I bet there's rich folks eating from the fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if the railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. won't forget. Our love has stood the test of time. I feel so blessed that you're mine. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your
your name.